Call the meeting to order, call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Here.
Trustee Katsinas.
Here.
Trustee Malani.
Here.
Trustee Compass.
Here.
Trustee Reardon.
Here.
Trustee Radiszewski. Mayor Pecov.
Here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the November 18th, 2024 Committee of the Whole Minutes.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Committee of the Whole of November 18th, 2024.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pecov.
Aye.
Non-scheduled citizens and visitors for agenda-specific public comment.
Anybody here to speak on the agenda, on any agenda items? Okay.
Item 2024-0852, Rec Admin HVAC Improvement Project, final approval.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the waiver of the competitive bid process in lieu of participation in joint purchasing cooperative Omnia Cooperative Contract number 3341 and authorize the approval and execution of a vendor contract with Train Incorporated for the Rec Admin HVAC Improvement Project based on Train's proposal dated August 21st, 2024 for a total not to exceed contract price of $1,260,765.
Second. So the other question I have is, we're waiving the bid process. I know it's a co-op contract, and we've got a few of those. When's the last time we kind of bid out the co-op contract, just to check it?
We haven't done that in the past recently because it's a lot of effort to put a scope together,
yep,
and then to put it out on the street. That would be very difficult and costly to not use, right, that, scope. They helped us develop the design in this process.
Okay.
So, yes, we could have stopped the design.
No, I get it. I get why we do it. I just want to make sure that we're QCing that from time to time and making sure that those...
Maybe not this one would be a good example to do that, but a small...
Yeah, I'm not saying we should do it with this one. I'm just saying maybe in the future or something, and we should maybe do that from time to time.
Okay.
All right, just to make sure. Same thing with the Sourcewell contracts. We should, every now and again, we got to bid those out just to make sure that we're still getting the best deals because sometimes that ends up creeping on us.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Mayor Pecov.
Aye.
Item 0854, Village Hall HVAC Improvement Project, Phase 1, final approval.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Reardon.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the waiver of the competitive bid process in lieu of participation in joint purchasing cooperative Omnia Cooperative Contract number 3341 and authorize the approval and execution of a vendor contract with Train Inc. for the Village Hall HVAC Improvement Project, Phase 1, based on Train's proposal dated June 4th, 2024. For a total not to exceed contract price of $419,875.
Second. Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Mayor Pecov.
Aye.
0856. OPHFC HVAC Improvement Project, final approval.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the waiver of the competitive bid process in lieu of participation in joint purchasing cooperative Omnia Cooperative Contract number 3341 and authorize the approval and execution of a vendor contract with Train Incorporated for the OPHFC HVAC Improvement Project based on Trane's proposal dated November 11th, 2024, for a total not to exceed contract price of $2,867,190.
Second.
And a question for you here, Joel. I know we talk about the $13.5 million that we're spending on Orland Park Health and Fitness since we acquired it. This is part of that, right? Because I know there were $6.5 million we spent, and then there were $6.5 million
correct
plus that we were going to spend. So this is part of that.
Yeah, this is one of the major projects. Another major project is a pool project that we're working through the design as we speak.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor. Yeah, that was just going to be my question. This is all budgeted. This is all pre-approved. This isn't anything new to the new budget that we're going to be looking at for 2025.
This will be part of the 2025 budget.
It's already in there, though.
But it's in the capital plan that we previously...
And this is within what we projected for the capital plan?
Correct. It's this one actually had a savings of about $122K, which is good.
Yeah.
The other two in total is about... All three of them total is about $250K less.
Okay.
As also, one of them has a rebate of between 250 and 350. We have to submit it and see how much we get back. So, you know, roughly over 500K with this. I just ask that not take that money away yet.
We already spent it.
I do have other projects.
We already spent it.
Awarded that. Maybe my
estimate. Well, we may not be taking it away, but the state might be taking it away.
But we have some other projects we have to award, and maybe our estimates weren't right on target, and so we may need some of that money to cover it.
All right, call the roll.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Peacock.
Aye.
Building Mechanical Systems Preventative Maintenance and Repairs Contract Extension.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve and authorize the execution of change order number 2 and addendum B to the contract dated July 5th, 2022 with Midwest Mechanical Group, LLC for facility preventive maintenance, HVAC, equipment repairs and maintenance for a change in scope of service locations, the addition of 2 additional years, 2025 through 2026, to the contract, and increase the total not to exceed contract price by $281,347.20 from $459,753.54 for a new not to exceed contract price of $741,174.
Second.
So the annual pricing, how does it compare to the previous years?
In 2024, it's 134. This coming one is 138.
Okay.
And there was a change of scope, obviously. We got rid of the cultural center, but we're adding the range and the athletic building. So there was some additional scope adjustments. But we're right on target with what we were paying
for. And they're doing a good job?
Very good.
Okay. Call the roll.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr.
Mayor.
Trustee Healy.
We had a question. This is a preventative maintenance program.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Preventative maintenance program.
Yes, sir.
And we're just installing all this new equipment. Couldn't that maintenance go down with warranties and all? I mean, we have...
With the preventive maintenance, that is the baseline for any facility work. It means you have to constantly work on the piece of equipment. It could be quarterly, annually, weekly. It depends on the type of piece of equipment that they have to. They have to grease and oil the parts. They have to inspect the parts. So even though we are getting new, that preventive maintenance is the baseline that always has to happen. Now, repairs is a different story. We should have minimal repairs for all the new equipment that we're now installing because they're all brand new. So that repair number should drive down, but your preventive maintenance is always a constant.
Thanks, Joel.
Yep.
Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Peacock.
Aye.
Custodial Services Contract Extension.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Reardon.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve and authorize the execution of Change Order Number 1 and Addendum A to the contract dated January 5th, 2022 with Blooming Facility LLC for custodial services for two additional years, 2025 and 2026, and to change and a change in scope of custodial service locations to reduce the total not to exceed contract price by $523,276.60 from $2,100,849.77 for a new not to exceed contract price of $1,573,517. $1,503,951.08 plus the $73,622.09 contingency.
Second. Joel, same question. What does this compare to this year's contract?
So if I did the math, okay, so one of the things we did was we did take out Sportsplex, and TBS does Sportsplex separate. But if you take the Sportsplex, TBS cost, and what Blooming has cost, it's comparable to what they had programmed for last year, which the 2 years previously, which is about $488,000. So in the report, it notes it's $478,000, so about $10K difference of what was planned. From the previous year, it's hard to, because Bloomington's was taken out, so it's, but roughly about $410,000 was last year, and this extension was about $60K more. And that was kind of what was planned in the program of the.
Okay, and they're doing a good job.
We had a little rough start, but just getting personnel, they've got into a good rhythm now, and doing well.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
So just for my own understanding on the revised contract, so we've revised 2022 and 23. Is that because they were on time and materials, or is it just, what does the revision there mean?
The revision was Bloomington being taken out for the Sportsplex.
Got it. Okay.
So in totality, it's weird. It was $2 million before, and it was reduced down to $1 million. $1,500,000. The difference is Bloomington has the other amount, which is approximately $500,000.
Got it.
So we're right on target with what we were anticipating.
Any other questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Mayor Pikau.
Aye.
Public Works Automatic Vehicle Locator System, SAMSRA.
Yes,
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the waiver of the competitive bid process in lieu of participation in a joint purchasing cooperative and authorizing the approval and execution of a contract for a 36-month licensing term for automatic vehicle locator hardware and software from SAMSRA Incorporated via Sourcewell contract number 020221-SAM based on SAMSRA's quote Q-146-3899 dated July 29, 2024 for a not to exceed amount of $88,051.52 for 2025, $88,004.52 for 2026, and $88,004.52 for 2027 for a total not to exceed contract price of $264,060.56.
Any questions?
Yep, Mr. Mayor.
Can we get a second?
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, it seems to me that, you know, in all of these that we're looking at now, we're not seeing much price increase over those years. So it seems advantageous to do these 3-year contracts without much of an escalator in there. Is that what you're finding with these, that we're getting by guaranteeing them 3 years, they're giving us a little bit of a break on any kind of escalation in price?
Yeah, we do see a lot of that is a little more flatline versus some situations. It might just be labor increases. So like, you know, maybe for a custodial, they have to pay more labor. But for a product like this, it's pretty flatline, like you described.
Thanks.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Kappas.
Not a question, but more of a comment, and I'm sure people that watch these meetings probably already know, but you know, when we have our next snow event, one of the nice benefits of this program is that you can actually go out to the website and see where all the plows have been. So before you call in and say that the plow hasn't been down your street, you could actually go and verify that and see exactly when they were down your street. So it's not the only reason why we have it there, but it's a nice benefit. So thank you, Joel.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely helps with our insurance too. If somebody, you know, gets in an accident with one of our plows, like you described, we'll have a camera to show what happened. And so we know, we had that with one of our buses too, you know, that saved us from having a major claim.
Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Kappas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Non-scheduled citizens and visitors for public comment on items relevant to village business.
James Sobsack. He left. Okay. I think he got his question answered from the chief. It was about the parking garage. Okay. Anybody else here to speak? Great. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call roll.
Trustee Kappas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. We're adjourned. See you in 42 minutes.